Hello, Brendan speaking.
Hi, Brandon. It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Notebook Writing. I am your assigned project manager. How are you doing today?
Doing all right, Lisa. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Brandon, first of all, welcome on board. I will be assisting you throughout the process, so you'll be talking to me a lot, all right? So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I wanted to walk you through the process really quick, if it's a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely had some questions too, but yeah, let's kick it off.
Okay, then let me go ahead and initiate with my questions, and then I'll give you a turn. Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. First of all, I would like to know, Brendan, what is the book about?
Six short stories in a novella. And most of them are kind of apocalyptico, kind of science fiction fantasy. The novella is a story about a dog that's told from his point of view after pretty much everybody on Earth is gone, so except for the last remnants of it and stuff. And it's just a statement on mankind. I know that that's kind of worn out and a little overplayed, but it's something that I wrote a while back and have played with for a long time, and most of the people I've shown it to really like it, so I was figuring I'd give it a shot.
Okay, all right, that sounds great. And how far are you with the manuscript? I mean, have you written it completely, or do you need help?
No, I'm done completely. I'm at a point. I know that you guys advertise as like a ghostwriting company too, but I am pretty much written the entire thing. I have it all laid out. I was shopping around for publishers, and you guys kind of seemed like, I talked to Danielle today, and you guys seemed like kind of one of the better fits for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 368 pages, 12-point font, double-spaced on a 6x9 sheet. So I'm pretty much ready to go. Of course, I know I need someone to really look at it and look at everything and tell me if I sound like an idiot. So.
Okay. All right. I'm sure you don't, because you don't sound like an idiot at all. All right. So
it doesn't always translate into writing, but yeah.
All right. Okay, Brandon. All right. So let me ask you this. Is there any publishing date that you have set so far, or you haven't decided yet?
No. I was just going to roll with the flow. I figured as long as it took, I'm anxious, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Really want to do it. I've wanted to do it for a long time, you know, and I've got a bunch of stuff written but nothing published. So I'm not really in a rush, per se. I'd love to have it by the summer.
Okay. All right. That's doable. Okay. So let me just walk you through the process really quickly. I have actually included you in our portal called Teamwork. So you must have received an email from Creative Design Agency. That's the portal we have to log into. Yeah. Once you log in, you go to the messages section, and you'll find my message there. All you got to do is upload the manuscript first and fill out the brief form that is attached with it. Now, let me ask you this. Now, since you said that the book is completed, finished, and it's pretty much good to go, so would you like us to maybe do a proofread, a compliance check on it, you know, like line editing?
Yeah, absolutely. I figured that was part of the service that was in there, and I just wanted to get as much line editing as possible. And, you know, if you just see anything wrong, I mean, I'm assuming there's a little bit of back and forth where you're like, you change this, and this, and then I change it, or you guys change it.
Okay, let me explain that. Before that, I need to clarify the two different types of editing. Line editing, you are already well aware of. That is actually the compliance check. So basically what we do in that is we do not touch the transition or the flow, the structure of the overall book, overall story, but we only do the grammatical check. We do typo, spelling check, punctuation, along with formatting, all right? That's line-by-line editing. Now, on the other hand, we have developmental editing, in which we work on the overall transition of the book. Now, which one are you looking for? Because if we go for developmental editing, we'll be creating an editorial report for you first and letting you know that, you know, what are the drawbacks or if there are any flaws in the manuscript, the strengths and the weaknesses along with the recommendations. That is a lengthy process. And, of course, the story will be modified or changed. Now, unless if you don't want the story to be changed and you just need the editors to do an editorial review in terms of the compliance check, then we go for option A.
Okay. I was always leaning towards option A in everything I've done. I'm assuming option B costs more.
Well, no, it doesn't. But yeah, the line editing, pretty much the same. I mean, we will be providing you the editorial report first, and if you do not agree with the suggestions or the recommendations that the team is providing in terms of changing the story or modifying it, then of course you can always opt out and go for line editing only. That's option A.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. That's a tough one. I wouldn't mind having. I know it's going to take longer, but I mean, for especially with what I'm paying and stuff, I wouldn't mind having someone look at it for the more extensive editing.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. All right, how about this? Let's go for an editorial review. I'll send you a report first after the entire manuscript has been analyzed and, evaluated by the team. They'll send us a report in terms of what they thought about the book. And then we can just decide from there whether or not we want to go for line editing or we want to proceed with their suggestions. What do you think?
I like the sound of that. I like my first time out, I want to do that. Once I get a little bit more confidence, then I'll say, screw it. We'll just do proofreading, editing, and stuff. So, yeah, okay. I like that, Kathleen, if you guys don't mind.
Okay, all right. That would be perfect. So we'll begin with that. That's the first step. And once we have – now let me explain to you how it works. You're going to be receiving drafts every 4 working days, and whatever edits or revisions or changes, whatever the team has done, it will be shown to you in a Word document through the track changes option. All right? So you will be able to review whatever they have done to the manuscript, and if you approve all of that, then we proceed to the next batch. Like, let's say I'm sending you 10 pages today. Then you review that, you review the edits, you let me know that, Lisa, you know what, it's good to go. We can proceed further, for the entire manuscript. And then we move on to the next 10 or 15 pages. So it's going to work in a loop. So I send you the revisions, you review them, you approve or reject. And based on that, we move forward or we go back to revision. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, totally makes sense.
Okay, so that'll be step one. Once we have finalized the entire manuscript, we have everything ready, set to go, then the last step will be formatting the manuscript and giving it another proofread just to make sure that there are no loopholes, no errors or typos that are left behind. And, of course, adjusting it according to the publishing standards. Okay, then phase two will be the publication of the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, etc., and that is when our marketing will begin as well, all right?
Okay.
So, yeah, it'll be broken down into 3 different phases, and that is pretty much it. I will walk you through each one of those phases step by step, so there's nothing for you to worry about. For now, all you got to do is send me the manuscript, and the initial editorial report will be sent to you within 7 to 8 working days, because they'll read the entire book, skim through it, and, of course, do a little research, work on it, and then they will provide us the editorial report.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Once you review that and you get back to me, if you're on the same page, we proceed towards developmental editing. If you're not, then we go back to line editing. And, of course, after that, in every 4 working days, you'll be getting a new draft. Okay?
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'm ready for that. That sounds like some work. I'm excited.
Yeah,
that's good.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
All right, so that's about it from my end, Brendan. I will keep in touch with you. I have also included my cell number. I can drop you a text as well, just in case if you are facing any issues, any problems, any questions whatsoever, you can drop me a text anytime. Okay?
Okay. Very cool, Kathleen. That works for me. That's fantastic.
All right. Okay. All right, Brendan. That is pretty much it from my end. You said you have some questions, so go ahead.
Yeah, you answered several of them right there, so that was good. That works for me. Everything's magical. And I don't know if you sound like you're going to be helping me with a lot of the process, so I don't know if you're the contract I received had it had the information in about keeping the copyright, and that's cool. If I order like 20 copies of my own book in hard copy and take it to like a convention, I can still sell it, right?
Yeah, of course you can. That's not a problem.
Okay. Okay, fantastic. Okay. That's an easy one. Here's another one. On the contract, there wasn't anything about what the costs are. I know your website says that I retained, and Danielle said I retained fees on it, but what's your cut? What's the breakdown on what's charged? I know an ebook is usually like $3 and regular books are like $14, $15, but what's the breakdown there?
Okay, let me explain that. See, when we publish a book, it will be published through your account. So it will, in other words, be independently published on your name. And we have no cut in the royalties, okay? So the royalties will be divided in between you and the publishing platform. For example, if it's Amazon, Amazon and Barnes & Noble have pretty much the same policies in terms of royalties. So for example, if the ebook is $10, if you're putting it at $10, you will be getting $7 out of it and they'll keep $3. So it's like 70 to 30 on ebook. But on the paperback, on the printed version, it's going to be 60 to 65% royalties will be distributed to you, and 30 to 35% they'll keep because they will be taking care of the printing and distribution as well. So any of your customers order any copy, for example, like hardcover or paperback online from Amazon or Barnes & Noble, they will be delivering the copy. They will print it and deliver it to the doorstep of that particular customer on their own. So you will have nothing to, you know, do in that entire process.
That. Okay.
They'll handle it.
Right. Okay, that's cool. All right, I got one more. It was Dino's fine. The marketing, when we get to the marketing phase and it goes, I would never even have thought to ask this before, but you know, the SEO, I understand all that. How long does the marketing run? Like Amazon and them want to charge by the week. What do you guys do?
Well, we actually usually go for a 3 months or a 6 months plan. Now, you have taken a 3 months plan. Now, it can be either 1 month pre-publishing and 2 months after post-publication, you can say. So we actually do it through certain tactics and strategies, so we'll have to count for that while we reach that particular stage.
Okay, that's cool. I was hoping you'd say something like that because I believe – part of your company does marketing a lot, right? Like I think the hub does marketing out in California and stuff. Yeah.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, cool. All right, Kathleen, that was all I had. Sorry to grill you.
Okay, that's not a problem. It's nothing as compared to what I get from other customers. So you're okay.
I'd like to think I'm a practical dude. Okay, cool, man. Cool.
Okay.
Well, then I'm already loaded onto the site. I accepted your invitation. I'm looking at it. Let me dork around, get my stuff straight. And right now, like I said, I've got it in like 6x9, 2 pages up, Microsoft Word document. Do you guys care about what format it's in, or you'll just do whatever you want to it when you get it?
Well, we'll have to take a look at it first, and then, you know, I can get back to you and recommend something. At this point of time, I'm like looking at a blank piece of paper and talking to you. So let me have the manuscript, and then we can discuss the format and the trim size and all of that, okay?
All right, rock and roll. I'll get that to you over to you then. That'll work. That'll be fantastic.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much for your time, Brendan. I'm going to let you go now because you have a little homework to do. So when can when can I expect the manuscript from you?
Probably either tonight or first thing in the morning. I'm going to get it set up and take one last look at it and then smoke like 3 cigarettes and send it to you.
Sounds like a plan. All right, then. You enjoy your cigarettes, and I will leave you to it. Have a great day.
All right, Lisa. You too now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.